Family, friends, careers, associations are all a part of day-to-day life and are intended to keep us grounded and stable. When one or even more of those parts of life go off the rails, it creates a bit of an interruption, a disturbance, or in the case of my next guest, pretty much a mushroom cloud explosion around her. While her career and her social life led her to associations with high-powered, influential people, she thought of as professional and even inspirational, actions by one caused dominoes to fall on others, which painfully included her and her family. The story that many still wonder about becomes a lot more clear, along with the side issue that will concern you when you read her new book, Collateral Damage, Betrayal's Power, Politics, and the Abuse of Privacy. Get an insight into all this. We say good morning to Jill Kelly. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
And give just real fast to catch someone up who might have forgotten what this is all about, but this involves former General CIA Director David Petraeus, and talk about falling off the rails. He had an affair with his supposed biographer, and that just, as I said in the introduction, one action pretty much impacted a whole lot of people, didn't it?
That's correct. Let me begin with, back in 2012, the majority of the book is about what happened in 2012. General Petraeus, as a CIA director, started getting stalking emails. He, as well as General John Allen, the head of the war, General Mattis, the head of CENTCOM, all these top leaders, very powerful leaders, started getting anonymous stalking emails. And they were obviously very concerned because in the emails, it was places that they would be that nobody should know about because of the security level. And before a month later, less than a month later, my husband begins to receive the emails. And in these emails was, so basically, like, the person was surveillancing my comings and going. And at the time, because I was the honorary ambassador to the coalition, which is a 62 countries supporting us in a war, that was very disturbing. And so General Allen in Kabul in Afghanistan, he said, we need to get the FBI involved because this is something that no one should know about anyone's calendars, and especially yours because you don't have bodyguards around you. So we did. I listened to him. I called the FBI, and you read in the book, the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah, we'll get into that, too. But I think what people, and you certainly refresh people's memory, too, of the story. How close were you to General Petraeus and his family?
Oh, our families were extremely close. General Petraeus and I consider each other our best friends. It started long before General Petraeus and I was working with the coalition at Central Command. But when General Petraeus arrived, our families became so close, holidays together, their kids' weddings together, just so much. And, you know, it was very sad because you saw how they end up changing and cheapening our friendship to a tabloid rumor. And that's why the book was so important, to vindicate him that we were not ever having an affair. I was never having an affair with anybody. I'm very happily married. And it just shows how people, when they get into people's emails, how they could spin things and turn things to however way they need to basically justify illegally searching your email.
Well, it seems, too, that with the stalker emails and the jumping to the easy conclusion instead of working to find the truth, I think that sounds like what was the main catalyst for all the problems that came about.
That's correct. What the real scandal behind the scandal is the fact that, you know, it's interesting because the Brazilian president, they just had an op-ed about her, how they brought her down. But it wasn't really a coup. It was more of a cover-up for other people's wrongs. And that's a real scandal here. Not the coup of bringing down General Petraeus and General Allen, our most decorated and iconic generals, but the cover-ups, the fact that the FBI allowed, when they learned back in within 2 weeks who the identity of this anonymous stalker was, instead of telling the generals and the CIA director who their stalker was, they allowed our CIA director and the generals to stay stalked. They allowed the director of CIA's government, official government emails to remain compromised because she was illegally accessing it. And they did not tell him who the stalker was. So he was walking into restaurants, having them cleared out, not knowing who was reading his emails and stalking him. And to know that they're watching that from afar, turning a blind eye because they were told, and if you could read in the book, they were told orders, do not do anything, and just turn the investigation onto the director, onto the other generals, and onto Jill Kelly, the victim. Well, actually, they were all the victim because they were all the target of the stalker. The fact that they said, they were telling law enforcement to basically break the law, read the emails of these law-abiding citizens that were being stalked and see if you can get any dirt on them, and which they did. They found out that General Petraeus was having an affair. And so by doing that, but they disregarded any national security breaches. And so you could speed up in the story. The only way to distract the American public and the media and Congress that was saying, was there national security breaches? How long was this investigation going on? Did the White House know? They instead came together, as reported, the White House, the Pentagon, and the State Department came together and decided, let's throw Jill Kelly out there and General Allen with the most shameless descriptions on headlines, 30,000 emails, the other woman, all the most awful things you could ever say about a mother of three kids. Just throw it out there and distract the American public, distract Congress, or, you know, won't cause any impeachments, and it worked. So the real, you know, it was more of a coup, it was a cover-up of their own bad acts because of the fact they allowed, instead of protecting the director of CIA and these generals and the innocent family, they allowed them to stay compromised until the election passed. And when it blew up, because General Petraeus abruptly resigned because he couldn't take it anymore, he basically threw himself on a sword, what was he supposed to do? Call the FBI and say, I found out my ex-mistress is reading my emails and stalking everybody, and she's stalking me. So instead, he knew that the FBI already knew. So, and they weren't doing anything. They were sitting on their hands till election passed. So he just went ahead and abruptly resigned, threw himself on the sword, and that's when they said, wow, we need to do damage control because now people are asking a million questions, and this can cause an impeachment. And that's when, on Sunday, they decided to put this orchestrated, bogus sex scandal, a new sex scandal. I don't even think the first one was a sex scandal. It was a stalking scandal. It was an email scandal. He just happened to have an affair with the person that he found out was his stalker. But it was, what did they do? People love scandals, and they knew the only way to get over an old scandal is to begin a new one. But that was at the cost of my family's pain, General Allen's reputation, all the people that were, the innocent families that were involved. And it's very sad because that's why I say in this book, the fact that they continue to collect the emails, text messages, social media of millions of innocent, law-abiding Americans, what happened to my family could happen to yours.
And that is after Jill specifically, when asked, denied access to the FBI of her personal emails that were jointly sent to both her as well as her husband. We're talking with Jill Kelly with her book, Collateral Damage, Petraeus Power, Politics, and the Abuse of Privacy, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite means online of getting a book, and is one that you... you're going to want to get because it is an eye-opener. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. There were cases and instances where there was at least one person, maybe a couple, who wanted to do the right thing. And we'll talk about what happened to FBI agent Humphreys, because he was an ally who tried to, like I say, do the right thing. And he was one of the ones that one of the dominoes fell on, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing him up. When these political officials ordered the FBI, these law enforcement officers, to break the law, he went ahead and said, you cannot do this. This girl's the victim. I don't care if you don't like her. If the fact that the elections come up and this is very inconvenient for the election, our oath is to the Constitution, not to these political officials that are here only every 4 years with new elections. And they went ahead and they retaliated against him. They threw him out there, if you can recall, the shirtless agent, the rogue agent, all the terrible, completely misleading, lying, comments and characterizations of this man. Actually, he was the most honorable person. And because he stood up and said, this is wrong, you can't do this to the CIA director. You can't do this to these generals. They're just as much of a victim by the stalker as Mrs. Kelly is. Yes, you know, David was stupid to have an affair, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to be protected as a CIA director and stop the person from reading his emails. And what's sad is, until now, he is still under this completely retaliatory and harassing investigation. They make him take lie detectors. They're making him take urine analysis if he's talking to the media. I mean, that's how worried and upset they are that this man could talk to the media about what really happened. And I put in there a lot of his emails to me, including his text messages, where in July he even told me, and this is 5 months before the election, that Petraeus and Allen will be, he was told, 5 months before the election, Petraeus and Allen will be coming down after the election. He was so disturbed about that. And when he finally got a phone call about from, at the time, the congressman, he told him what was going on, and they did nothing. So this man was trying to protect people and do the right thing and trying to stop the fact that these abusive government officials that still run the country were using this investigation, using my email to deliver their enemies into their hands. He did so much, and it's very sad to see how he's still being completely retaliated against. And it's just very sad to see what he went through and is still going through, and it's just not right.
Having a time with Jill Kelly with her book, Collateral Damage, Petraeus Power, Politics, and the Abuse of Privacy. Available online at your favorite way to get a book, and this is one that you will want to get, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Since Collateral Damage has come out, Jill, has there been any curious attempts to contact you, anything in your emails? I mean, has anything funky been happening, or has all been quiet?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. I've received a lot of emails from supporters that, you know, people that said, wow, I never even knew what really happened, and this should be investigated by Congress. There should be an impeachment. There should be. I've been reading and receiving so many emails from, you know, concerned Americans that are really fed up with the fact that there's no more transparency in our government officials, and instead their lives are being transparent. And the fear that, you know, we've become now East Germany or East Berlin, where, you know, our emails are being collected, innocent Americans. We are being surveilled by our own government, our Facebook, social media, everything. And to read about the collateral damage that can happen to you, an innocent person, who knows? Like, that, I never knew the fact that my stalker had an affair with a political appointee. Who knows who is a victim of a crime as a female? There are so many women out there that go out there and report crimes, whether they're being stalked or harassed or assaulted. And you never want somebody to go and read your emails and say, well, maybe she deserved it. And if they see that she didn't deserve it, there's nothing she did to deserve it, but throw it out there anyway and tell the media just complete lie. This investigation was so sexist. The whole thing was so sexist and politically driven that it caused so much unwarranted pain and destruction and damages to such, you know, reputable people. And it's, and the fact that they continue to read emails of innocent Americans, it can just, I'm afraid it could be a statistic. And what I was mentioning earlier is a big newspaper journalist, a media journalist said to me, you know, Jill, I'm so worried about what happened to you is going to be a statistic and happen more often. But the problem is what they do read in these innocent Americans' emails is, yes, they were having an extramarital affair, or they were, you know, a homosexual not telling their family, or anything that basically they could use that dirt to compromise you. But the thing is, what they did to me, it wasn't true. So I was able to throw the book at them. But I could see it happening more in the future where people could read your emails and then hold it against you to keep you quiet or silence you. And it's just really, it's a very dangerous slope we're going down. It's very, first of all, it's unconstitutional. And that's what's so disturbing. I just think that people are starting to wake up about the big picture. And as you see in these political, right now in the political arena, people are sick of the, you know, the same kind of abusive government that's going on, and they just want change. And I think it's just, you know, this should never have happened, and the change needs to come sooner. So that's why I needed to write this book, because you need, if, you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And this change has to, I mean, they just have to stop collecting the emails of innocent Americans, because you just, obviously no one's too big to be affected by this, or too small. Nobody's ever heard of me before this whole scandal. And now here I am, you know, as one of the most, at the time, the most trended person. So, you know, it's a very dangerous path that our country's taken by the same, you know, government officials that still continue to run the country.
What Jill does with her story, Collateral Damage, Petraeus Power, Politics, and the Abuse of Privacy, the Untold Story, she brings you in with the story that you think you're going to get with the sensationalism and the sex and the affairs. And what you wind up getting, first and foremost, are the facts of the matter and a reassessing of the foundation, the root of the story. And also, it's a call to action on your part to demand that privacy be protected. And, yeah, people do stupid things, and there will be prices that they will pay, but they should be paid above board, to their face, and most importantly, constitutionally. And all that was denied everyone in this case with the story that Jill tells with collateral damage, betrays power, politics, and the abuse of privacy. Available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever way you like to get your book, get this one because there's going to be a lot of twists and turns, and you'll read, so you'll get a 7 point. You will think, what would you do if that could be me? Because you will realize that, you know what, it might actually be you. You just don't know it yet. That's not a reassuring thought, but welcome to today's reality where monitoring emails is the easy way versus the old school wiretapping. Jill Kelly, thanks for stepping forward and really putting yourself out there at personal cost. You know, you weren't obligated for the masses just to straighten the story out for yourself, but and by doing so, you are going to, I think, make a lot more people aware of things they need to be aware of. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Thank you again.